Here's your NPR News Update for Monday, October 15th. I'm Stephen John. The police are investigating the assault of a Republican running for state office in Benton County, Catherine Richard reports.
Shane Meckland said he was visiting a local business to inquire about whether the building was available to hold a meet and greet with voters before the November election. Meckland declined to name the business due to the police's ongoing investigation. He said he was discussing his campaign with people there when one, quote, made a charged political statement and hit Meckland in the head and knocked him over.
It is a serious matter. I mean, even if there is a disagreement on a belief, it doesn't require severe violence by any means.
Meckland said he sought medical help and he's been diagnosed with a concussion. Meckland is running for the open seat vacated by Republican Jim Neuberger, who's running for U.S. Senate against Senator Amy Klobuchar.
A Minnesota DFL staffer has been suspended from his job after suggesting in a social media post that Republicans face beheading after the election. Tim Pugmire has details on that.
In a response to a Facebook post that listed November 6th as the day to take back your country, DFL Deputy Communications Director William Davis wrote that November 7th was to bring them to the guillotines. The response has since been deleted. The DFL party suspended Davis for 1 week without pay. DFL Executive Director Corey Day said the comment was unacceptable and completely inconsistent with the standards for employees. Republicans seized on the comment, which they described as adding to the already volatile political climate. An RNC spokeswoman said the remarks were appalling and disturbing and have no place in civil society.
As part of today's bankruptcy filing, Sears Holdings said it plans to close the Sears stores at Ridgedale in Minnetonka and the standalone store near the state capitol in St. Paul. Sears was started in Minnesota when Richard Sears, a railway station agent in Redwood Falls, bought a rejected shipment of watches and sold them to other station agents. Legendary St. John's University football coach John Gilardi was remembered today for the lessons he taught his players on the field and off. The Reverend Timothy Backus told mourners that Gilardi's genius, quote, went deeper than the X's and O's of football plays.
We're all familiar with the stories of his practice routines, his intensive study of films, his preparation for big games, which in fact was every game. But beyond all that, he was somehow able to maintain a deep love and respect for the people for whom the game was created in the first place, his players.
Gilardi coached at St. John's for 60 years and won 4 national championships. And in another football note, the Minnesota Vikings cornerback Mike Hughes has a torn ACL in his left knee, ending a promising rookie season after 6 games. Coach Mike Zimmer confirmed the diagnosis a day after Hughes went down in the fourth quarter of the Vikings' 27-17 win over Arizona. The forecast includes a bit of a moderating trend into midweek with little to no precipitation expected. Find more regional news 24 hours a day, courtesy of Minnesota Public Radio, on the air and online, mprnews.org.